Medical Board Suspends Ohio Doctor for Allegedly Force-Feeding Girlfriend Abortion Pills. By Katherine Hamilton on November 12, 2025. Ohio officials have suspended the medical license of a Toledo doctor who allegedly used his estranged wife's information to order abortion pills and force-feed them to his pregnant girlfriend. The State Medical Board of Ohio suspended the medical license of Hassan James Abbas, MD, on November 5th. WTVG reported on Tuesday. Abbas, who worked as a surgical resident at the University of Toledo, has since been placed on administrative leave, a spokesperson confirmed to the outlet. Abbas allegedly began sleeping with a person identified by a notice from the medical board as patient 1 after he separated from his wife in October 2024. The girlfriend told Abbas she was pregnant in December. He told her to get an abortion, but she said she did not want to, according to the report. According to the medical board, Abbas ordered abortion pills the next day from an out-of-state provider using his estranged wife's information without her knowledge and paid for the pills with his own credit card. Several days later, after the abortion medicine arrived, the girlfriend stayed the night at Abbas' home. The board said she woke up at one point to find Abbas on top of her, holding her down and forcing crushed powder inside her bottom lip with his fingers, according to the report. The letter reportedly details how she fought to escape him and ran to the kitchen to call 911, but Abbas took the phone from her and hung up. The woman went to the hospital where she was classified as an assault victim, according to the report. Abbas allegedly admitted to all of those claims in an interview with medical board staff, except for how his girlfriend ingested the pills. Abbas said he gave the crushed pills to his girlfriend but claimed she had agreed to take them, according to the report. Abbas claimed to have thrown the rest of the crushed pills out of his car window on his way to work. No criminal charges have been filed against him as of Wednesday, according to the report. The report did not say whether the woman's baby survived. UToledo said it is cooperating with an investigation into the incident. The matter under investigation by the state is unrelated to his role at UToledo, a university spokesperson said. UToledo holds its employees to the highest standards of professional conduct and will cooperate with the state medical board's investigative processes. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.